Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How you realize that you couldn't trust that you were always right.
You come along, and how do you find out? You get whacked in the head enough times and you say, I could be wrong. And how do you know I'm right? In my case was that in 1980, 81, I had calculated that American banks had lent a lot more money to countries that would not be able to pay the debt back. A lot of money. Mexico defaulted on its debt in August 1982. And I thought that we're now going to go into an economic crisis because a number of the other countries followed, and that was transpiring in that way. And I started my business in 75, and at 82, I think we had like 8 people, and we loved each other, and we were doing that thing. But I couldn't have been more wrong. It was the exact bottom in the stock market, so I was very publicly wrong, and even more painfully, I had to let go of those people. And I was so broke that I had to borrow $4,000 from my dad to help to pay for family bills. So it was painful. But, you know, okay, now you got a baseball bat to the head. How many does it take? And then you think, how do I know I'm right? How do I know I'm right? So I was very audacious. I didn't want to lose that. But now you're faced with the choice. The way I look at it is, I want a great life. How do I have the greatest life? But I can have the risk of being wrong. And then everything changed because I figured it out. And you either have an epiphany or you don't. Now, you either walk off the field and say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, and you give up on that, going after your audacious goals, or you gain really humility. How do you feel that you're going to be wrong? And so I think then that whole notion is finding the smartest people I could find who disagree with me. Also, I'm in the investment management business that you have to bet against the consensus. Otherwise, you can't make money because it's in the price. And you have to bet against the consensus and be right. And so to gain that humility was the thing. So you either get off the field or you learn. Meditation is the biggest gift that I can give anyone. And I would say more than anything, it is whatever reason for success I've had. In your mind, we think, what do you want? And the reality is, when you look at the neuroscience and psychology, that there are different parts of your brain that want different things. In the simplest sense, there is the logical part of your brain that you're conscious of. It's called the conscious. And you think you're being logical and you want to make those decisions. And then there's the subliminal, below the limbic system, part of the brain, which is the emotional. And it's not as conscious to you, but it has more of an influence on you than really the logical one. And so they're not aligned. Meditation helps to deal with the alignment of those two things because both are valuable. That alignment is the path to the future because you only have to know what the best things to do are. And for God's sakes, don't be overly opinionated. Just because you have that opinion, it doesn't mean it's true. So that's where the two yous and the alignment really is so important. So you're creating a connection. When you transcend, I do transcendental meditation, I'm not conscious and I'm not unconscious. I am in the subconscious. I'm not aware, but if somebody make a little noise, boom. So it's not like being asleep. And that's also, by the way, where creativity comes from. It's like you go take a hot shower and a great idea comes, not because you're muscling it. So when you're having that, then you're calm and your natural state, and then these things bubble up and it helps that alignment. Let me go above myself and look at myself within the context of my circumstances. What is around me? How does that work? How does reality...
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Work. Okay, if I do this, what are the consequences? Who do I get? How do I do? How do I deal with those? And going above it in that calm way is really what it's about. And when you do it well with others, so you triangulate and you say, okay, well, we're in the same goal, or are we? Because if you're forming your company, you've got your company, we're on the same mission together, right? So now let's all go above ourselves. What are your strengths and weaknesses? How do we get at what's true? And how do we do that with transparency? And that's it. How do you get past your ego and your blind spot? And we know what the ego barrier is. Like, I got to be right, or whatever it is, or I'm not good at this. The blind spot barrier is the realization that people actually see things different. They see different things. Like, somebody will see the big picture. Somebody will see the detail. They'll focus on different things, almost like a color spectrum type of thing. And if you realize that you will see a part of that spectrum and other people will see the other part of the spectrum, when you go above yourself, you really need to orchestrate all those ways of seeing, because you are not just one of those people that's got to do it yourself. The success is to go above it and be the orchestrator and know what you're good at and what you're not good at. So it's almost like, if you want your life to be successful, you will not let yourself do certain things because you're just no good at them. Once you get that picture down, then you can find the paths wherever the paths are. You're open-minded. Almost everything that happens has happened many, many times before. So the way it looks to me, I'll speak figuratively to convey the image of what I mean by that. Maybe there is something like 50 different personality types, and they are all living out 50 different scripts. And then through those, you know, maybe there's a certain X hundred things through time. And it seems all confusing because we're looking at them bit by bit. You know, it's like you're in a blizzard, a snowstorm, and each of these bits come at you and so on. So when you realize everything happens over and over again, pretty much for the same kind of reasons, okay? And you understand that, and you can almost look at who's been through it before, who knows how it works, how do I best navigate that thing? What are my principles for that? Then it's great. The reason I discovered it accidentally, I discovered this accidentally, is because I got in the habit that I suggest you get into and other people get into. And that is, whenever you're in a situation where you're making this important decision, just pause and write down, what type of decision was it? And why did I make that decision that way? That's writing down your principles. It's kind of your recipe for success. And we could talk about it. And then every time I'm in a situation, I'll write down, why did I make that decision? And we could look at those criteria. Did that make sense to do that decision that way? Would you have different criteria? And so on. And you do that over a period of time. And then you have your principles. How should I deal with that one and that? And why does it make sense? Because that reflection, why does it make sense? Why does it make sense? And really wanting truthfulness, you know, not worry about being embarrassed, making mistakes. We're going on the struggle with all of you together. If you know what you're not good at, your life's no problem, because you don't even have to get good at it. You just have to work with somebody who's good at what you're not good at, right? So there's a path forward when you get out of your head that you got to do that. You could say, hey, Ray, I don't think you're very good at that. I'm going to be the same way. I put it in because I needed it, because I'm worried that I'm going to be wrong. So then you come to me and you say, I don't think it's very good. Well, how do we find out in a non-ego constrained, objective way whether I'm good at that or not?
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.